The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
Kind, caring viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today on Stop Animal Cruelty, we will view excerpts from Humble Silence, a documentary directed by Chu Chih-hsien and produced by the Formosa or Taiwan-based animal protection group, the Life Conservationist Association. First, we present some background information on the association. The Life Conservationist Association has its roots in a type of fishing called fish hooking that spread across Formosa or Taiwan in 1992. In fish hooking, a hook without bait is cast into a pond filled with captive fish and used to hook the animals, who are eventually released back into the pond with cuts and scarring all over their bodies from the hooks. The group's founder, Master Xu Chiaohui, wished to stop this cruel practice and organized like-minded people who named their cause the Anti-Fish Hooking Movement. Due to the movement's efforts, Mr. Ha Po Tsuen, then Premier of the Executive Yuan or branch of the Formosan or Taiwanese government, ordered restrictions on businesses that offered this callous so-called sport to the public. Eventually, fish hooking was prohibited in Formosa or Taiwan, and a victory was achieved for the fish. Then, seeing the need for a group dedicated to other forms of animal protection and welfare, in January 1993, the Life Conservationist Association was begun by many of the same people who had helped to ban fish hooking. The association's video, Humble Silence, depicts the horrendous lives of some of the island's animals. But it must be noted that the savage conditions the animals experience are not limited to those living in Formosa or Taiwan, but are unfortunately found the world over. Animals are used and abused by humans in countless ways. Whether it is for clothing material, such as wool, leather or fur, or for food or entertainment, there are always humane alternatives we can choose that do not involve harming, inflicting pain, or killing our animal co-inhabitants. The answer to stopping cruelty to animals lies in viewing them not as property or inanimate objects, but as sensitive, intelligent beings with a wide spectrum of emotions, desires, and needs, and highly social natures. Animals should be respected and treated as we would our own friends and family members. Let's now view some excerpts from Humble Silence.
Most unfortunately, people raise animals and then stop caring for them. According to 1995 statistics from the Formosan or Taiwanese Environmental Protection Agency, about 2 million stray dogs were living in rural and urban areas at the time. In December 1994, the so-called Street Sweeping Brigade doubled as stray dog catchers. According to the 1995 statistics of the Environmental Protection Agency, the street sweepers all over the island captured a total number of 65,000 stray dogs. The metal wires used to capture the dogs cut deeply into their necks. At the temporary shelter for the dogs, the Taipei Animal Hygiene Testing Center, the staff dug out the wires embedded in the dogs' necks, causing them more pain and injury. This method of capture was used throughout the island. Also in December 1994, staff at the Xu Lin stray dog shelter gassed the dogs and buried them alive. There have been other horrific methods used for killing stray dogs. In March 1995, at the Rui Feng stray dog shelter, After the stray dogs were captured, they were starved to death in their cages. The surviving dogs would trample on the corpses of the dead ones. The above-mentioned shelters for stray dogs are located right next to garbage dumps. A wide variety of inhumane methods have been used on the island stray dogs. In April 1995, we approached the stray dog shelter in Bon Chau City and asked that they change their inhumane methods of treating stray dogs. But the practices continued. In March 1996, when the Bon Chau stray dog shelter was moved to another location, the resident dogs were released onto a riverbank. On March 2nd, 1997, at the Jiu Nan Public Shelter, the staff dug two large pits in the neighboring garbage dump, threw the stray dogs in, and left them to starve to death. Thus, we can help reduce the suffering of our fellow beings.
When we return, we will continue viewing excerpts from Humble Silence, produced by the Formosa or Taiwan-based Life Conservationist Association. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
The images in the following program are highly sensitive and may be as disturbing to viewers as they were to us. However, we have to show the truth about animal cruelty.
This is the Stop Animal Cruelty series on Supreme Master Television. The Life Conservationist Association in Formosa, or Taiwan, was formed in 1993 to advocate for animal rights, safeguard animal welfare, preserve wild animals, and maintain ecological balance on the island. Over the years, the association has developed various compassionate programs to meet these objectives, including the Refuse to Eat, Refuse to Buy, and Refuse to Adopt Wild Animals campaign, the No Abandonment, No Torture and No Killing of Animal Companions initiative, and presentations on animal protection for teachers and students. One of the association's more recent successes was its role in helping to shut down the whale shark fishing industry in Formosa or Taiwan. Whale sharks are on the International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, Red List of Threatened Species, and classified as vulnerable to extinction. Along with other stakeholders, in 2006, association members worked with the Formosan or Taiwanese Council of Agriculture to end the killing of this animal, the largest fish in the sea. At the time, Mr. Xie Da Wen, Director General of the Council of Agriculture's Fisheries Administration, said, "We are confident that after 2007, people will be totally aware of the importance of whale shark conservation. Starting from 2008, we are going to totally stop the entire whale shark fishing industry in this country. Hopefully, this will show the great effort of our government with respect to nature conservation." The association also produced a powerful documentary about mistreatment of animals, entitled Humble Silence, directed by Chu Chi Tien. We now continue with more excerpts from this film.
People always say, to be alive is a joy, but this isn't the case for the residents of animal farms. where workers cut marks on baby pigs' ears so they can easily recognize which mother they were born to. This practice is for the purpose of so-called quality control. The workers also cut off the piglet's teeth. Neutering without the benefit of anesthetics is also practiced. Factory farm pigs also become infected with countless diseases caused by injuries from bumping and scratching themselves in their pens. In Formosa or Taiwan, about 21,917 pigs are slaughtered each day. Among them, about 16,438 are killed in the unimaginable inhumane manner of having their throats cut with knives. Human beings, animals experience happiness, sadness, and fear. You may have closed your eyes because you couldn't bear watching the footage, but such slaughtering practices continue to be used. Increasing production is the name of the game for the meat industry. For farm animals, death is never painless as they sacrifice their bodies for human consumption. In addition, during their short lives, they experience unspeakable cruelty during the process of being raised. You can help end the suffering and agony of the animals by stopping your consumption of animal products. Humankind has long used and abused animals for its own convenience, supposed happiness, beauty, and financial gain. And the more humans use animals, the worse they treat them. Animals are just like human beings. They have family structures, thoughts, and feelings. They can feel happy and sad. As we enter this new century, what will the lives of our animal friends be like? The answer is up to each of us.
The documentary we have just viewed highlights the horrendous brutality and torture inflicted on the very beings with whom we have evolved with over time and with whom we share our planet. The heartless attitude towards our fellow beings must immediately change to a kind, loving, and noble approach before it's too late. The link between human health, the planet's well-being, and animal product consumption has been clearly demonstrated by scientists, particularly in the realm of climate change. But beyond this, we must also stop eating the flesh of other sentient beings in order for us to truly call ourselves humans. For how can peace ever be realized on Earth if with every meal an animal friend is tortured and murdered for the sake of our appetites? We pray with heartfelt sincerity that all humankind will quickly adopt the wise, compassionate, organic vegan or animal-free diet. We would like to sincerely thank the Life Conservationist Association for its dedicated efforts to aid the defenseless animals, as well as the Director of Humble Silence, Chu Chih-Sien, for making this important, eye-opening documentary. Thank you for joining us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is Enlightening Entertainment, right after Noteworthy News. Together, through our constructive individual choices, we can stop animal cruelty, save the planet, and enjoy peace and happiness on Earth.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/stop-animal-cruelty.